Money 101 with Bob McCormick, featuring the Wall Street Journal, the news you need, and the information you can use. Now, here's Bob McCormick.
It's a great warm-up here in Southern California. You know, we love our sunny weather, but this heat is going to be extreme in many areas. Triple digits. We want you to make sure that you get through it. And we're talking about the health of your home. And joining us to talk about how to get through the heat, how to avoid what could be damage from the heat or high bills for your electricity, how to save money, John Wilhelm. He is ValleyHomeInspection.com, the owner, and he's with us here on today's going to be the first triple digit, at least in the Valley, but it's only the first of the several days we're going to see. John, first off, how do you keep the home cool when it gets so hot outside without having to crank up the AC to...
Hi, Bob. The AC is obviously the important factor. You want to have that system serviced. A lot of people think that because your air is coming out cool, that it's running efficiently, and your Freon level in the system could be that your air is coming out, say, 70 degrees on a hot day. That sounds really good, but if your Freon level is charged fully, your air might come out at 52, and that's a big difference in how efficiently it's going to cool the house.
So are you telling me that it's going to take a lot more energy to cool the house?
You're going to use your system longer. Sometimes you use it all day. You may not cool the house well.
Tell me about things you need to do. We know changing the filter should be done before the summertime, twice a year or so. Is that enough in some cases to make it run more efficiently?
Well, on a real hot day like this, you also want to make sure that you have enough shade on your south-facing windows, your west-facing windows. If you have large sliding glass doors or large windows, you want to create as much shade as you can so that you're not fighting that heat that comes in and hits the floor. You also want to make sure your attic insulation is appropriate. Your attic could be so-so insulated. You're going to radiate a lot of heat to the ceiling and the upper level, and it's going to require a lot more air conditioning to fight that.
My wife's already complaining about the bills going up, and we haven't even gotten into this real hot spell yet. But what about attic fans? A lot of people, if they have the ability to get it up there, maybe want to think about it. Or when does it work, when doesn't it work?
Big misconception about attic fans. Number one, if you have proper insulation in the house, you do not need an attic fan. I've been checking the ceilings on hot days like this, and if your insulation is the way it should be, you're sometimes 1 degree or 2 degrees difference from the ceiling of the house to an interior wall. 1 degree is not a big deal.
Yeah.
So by adding an attic fan, it's very unnecessary. On another light, if you have an attic fan and you're keeping your attic cool, you're actually keeping the rodents cool. Rodents sleep during the day.
Do they die in the heat?
Well, no, they go somewhere else, and that's what you want them to do, go somewhere else.
All right, talk about it. Also, an attic fan is difficult if you got a tile roof, right? You got to break through the tile?
Well, yeah, you either would go through the side wall of the house or you would go through the tile. I would not go through the tile. Aftermarket, if you're building a brand new roof, you can create flashings that would not require maintenance. But if you have an existing tile roof, you would not cut that roof to put in an attic fan.
All right, Home Inspector John Wilhelm is with us here on Money 101. Let's save you some money here inside the house. And you've got a way to... For those who are drying clothes, to do it in half the time for free, I want to know what that is.
Yeah, Bob, this is a really simple thing, and I don't know why this isn't printed on the inside of every dryer in America. When you're drying your clothes, you throw in a dry bath towel, and your clothes will dry in half the time. It works. My wife does it all the time.
A dry bath towel.
Just throw a dry bath towel in with the wet clothes.
Because that soaks up some of the moisture.
It's absorbing the moisture initially, which will dry the clothes in half the time.
Well, that does make sense to me. I want to save money on the garden. We know that we're going to spend more money watering the garden, keeping the flowers green and the grass. What about saving money on the garden? And if you got a pool... On the pool man.
Well, on the gardener, what I've done is I cut my gardener back to every other week. and I went out and got a lawnmower, one of those hand lawnmowers. Actually gives you a little exercise. Every other week I cut the lawn myself. I save half. I'm saving $100 a month on my gardener. And the rest of the time they're coming every other week and doing the same trimming, same cleaning. And your yard actually looks exactly the same, but you're spending half the money on your gardener.
Gardener doesn't like
right.
you though.
Also in the wintertime, you do not need to cut your lawn every week.
Pool. I mean, they can be expensive, particularly when it's hot. You've got to watch the chemical mix. Make sure you've got the right amount of chlorine.
Right. On your pool, you can easily save 50% on your pool man. When your pool man comes, he's vacuuming the pool once a week. If you get leaves in the pool and the pool's a little dirty the rest of the week, either you're going to get those leaves out or you're going to have a slightly dirty pool the rest of the week. If you get an automatic pool cleaner, like a Creepy Crawly or a Barracuda, I've had one of those for 20 years, that system is vacuuming your pool every single day. And if that happens, you don't need your pool man at all except for the chemicals.
All right, let's take a look at things you need to know for folks who might be painting the house, doing touch-up. This is the time of year they do it. What do you need to know about extending the life of a house paint job?
When you get your house painted, there's always going to be flaws and little cracks, little gaps that are going to open up on window frames, door frames, things like that, after the first year, after the first hot summer. What you need to do is, with the leftover paint, you go back and you inspect all around the house before the rainy season. Very important, before the rainy season. And any little gaps and cracks, you do touch-ups. If you leave those cracks and gaps for 2 or 3 years, now you have peeling paint, rotted wood, and it attracts termites.
Well, talk about the termites. What are the other ways I can keep the termites away?
Well, the most important way is to keep your house well painted. Termites do not eat paint. They're flying around looking for wood, bare wood, wet wood, rotted wood, where they can easily go in and start chewing and multiplying. If you don't have that on your house, they're going to go somewhere else.
Okay, talk about checking your home and the foundation at this point. I mean, it's a good time to see if you had any leaks in the roof, or how about slab leaks?
Slab leaks, a very easy way to check for slab leaks, and it's common if you have either very low-quality pipes and your house is getting, say, 15, 20, 30 years old, you can have slab leaks that you don't know about until it's created a lot of damage. What you do is you go to your water meter, and you have two different dials on your water meter. You have a large dial that's about moving about as fast as a second hand on a clock, and that's moving when you have a faucet on. But there's a very, very small red triangle on the meter. And if you look at the red triangle, if that's moving, if you have like a drip, drip, drip type of a faucet or a slab leak, that little red triangle will be moving. That means you have water moving someplace and you need to find it.